Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Aviv from TCOM Electronics. Really appreciate you taking the time to come over here and talk to us.
Thank you very much, Gary. Good morning.
I hope your show's going well this day.
Yes, very good.
Awesome. So what can you tell me about TCOM Electronics?
Well, basically, TCOM is a manufacturer of all-in-one podium lecterns, where basically we take all your AV equipment that typically installs in a classroom or auditorium environment, and we integrate that into a single podium with a very easy to use interface. So we have our own control systems, or we can use a third party control systems. We are partnering with Crestron, with Extron, with the leading manufacturers in controls. And our idea is to create a very intuitive control panel for the presenter, because as we know, most of our customers coming from higher education market, governmental training facilities, military, police, etc., most of them are not very technical.
Right.
So what you would like to see is a very intuitive panel.
Yeah.
That they would simply come in, press a button, and everything works for them.
That's a perfect world.
Yeah, that's a perfect world. It's very hard to achieve. We've been doing that for the last 20 something years, and we've been active in over 50 different countries around the world. Obviously, our main market is Europe and the US and Canada, where we've been working for the last 15 years. We have quite vast experience working with the smaller colleges, smaller military training facilities, going to some high-profile, well-known companies and colleges and universities such as Princeton, Volvo, American Express, McDonald's, etc. But we also like to suit exactly what our customer wants to have. So we have our basic approach to, again, creating a very intuitive control panel, a very intuitive and easy to use lectern, mm-hmm. where you have all the AV equipment, again, integrated, very easy to maintain. Especially for the support people, for the technical team. So when they open the back door of the lectern, they have easy access to service the unit if needed. All the cables are labeled. So it creates a very, very interesting package mm-hmm. for the customers and for the end users eventually, because we are all working down the line, we are all working to serve them.
I like that you have an approach that takes into consideration someone like myself that is an AV installer integrator in higher education, but you're also taking into consideration that end user so that I, as the integrator, don't have to think as much about that. I can provide a good end user experience to my professors and students in the classrooms.
Yeah, of course. Well, as we are a manufacturer, and we've been working in very different environments. When we started, we thought, you know, people in, let's say, India will have different requirements from people in
Absolutely.
California.
Yeah.
But working with such a quite big experience now, I can tell you that people are people, and we all want simplicity.
Sure.
We always think about the integrators. So we are, because we are integrators, but we also have the end users in mind, and we keep running surveys with our customers, with our end users. After each new feature that we come up with, we're running a survey and we're asking, is this good for you? Would you like things to be changed? And we take our R&D from there. It's not that we are coming with a feature and then we force everyone to use it because we simply like that feature because it's cool.
Yeah.
So
that's the old way of doing things. Now you have to let the other people lead you.
Yeah. And of course, again, maybe some new trends that we are seeing now for the last 2 or 3 years now is that lecture capture, for example, is becoming more and more popular.
Sure.
So if we've used to see that in the auditoriums where you have the AV guys running the recording and streaming from that auditorium, now we are seeing customers wanting to adopt that into each and every classroom almost.
Yes.
And this, of course, the AV team will not be there
right.
for every classroom.
Yeah.
So we need to create something that will be very easy for the professor to come in, press a button, and then he's on Facebook or YouTube or or the portal of the university or the that governmental institution. So we've been working on that for the last 2 or 3 years with international partners to develop a system that will enable you to simply have a record button and a stop button.
You just described my ideal classroom. We have a couple classrooms that are outfitted this way, but you want lecture capture there, and you don't want to have to dedicate the time and manpower to staff it fully. You need them to be able to just come in and make it work. Self-service type approach. Yeah, I like that.
Exactly. So yeah, this is very hot topic right now.
Very much.
Some of the products are still developing, I think, but we're seeing some very interesting products coming into the market, and we want to be able to accommodate them with our products and to integrate them as a part of the complete solution that we can have and offer. Mm-hmm. I think this is a growing things. We are also seeing requirements for smaller spaces. So not your typical classroom. Everyone is talking about the flipped classrooms for mm-hmm. the last few years.
Yeah.
I think that that idea also evolved and changed from the original conception. And we are seeing more and more solutions that we are integrating into smaller huddle spaces. The teacher is not always standing on the podium and presenting.
Sure.
He has few stations and in the classroom or in that working environment with his students, and each of these stations requires somehow a different solution.
Absolutely.
That eventually needs to be integrated as a package to deliver a complete experience.
Yeah.
Put it this way, universities now, as you are coming from this mm-hmm. area, which is very interesting, universities now have to compete on students.
So
they have to evolve. They have to be innovative. They have to lead.
Yeah.
And we are seeing a lot of development in that area. They are willing to invest in R&D of new concept and new integration ideas, not just to hang a projector and or mm-hmm. interactive display. And well, we have an interactive room. Mm-hmm. They want more than that.
Yeah.
They want to create an experience. And this is very interesting.
It is all about the experience, because the end user is not just the professor, it's not just the integrator, it's the students as well. And they lead that technology and the desire of the learning experience as much as anyone else.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And the young generation, if they lead, you know, I can't use the phone the way my son uses it. But we have to adopt that. We have to go into that, and we have to understand how they would like to learn.
Yes.
Not just in the universities, but it goes also to do other training, other corporate training sure. facilities, which we are involved in. We've seen that. And it's very interesting to what will be the future for all of us.
Yeah, I like your approach. So for people that aren't able to join us here at ISE, where can they find out more about you and your products?
Well, I think the best way would go to our website, which is www.techpodium.com. You have information about our products, and you can contact us directly from there, and we'll be happy to work with you.
Awesome. Well, Aviv, I really appreciate you joining us today. That does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.